Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he does not plan to run for office ever again. Ryan announced yesterday that he will retire from Congress in January. Wisconsin farmers are showing a strong interest in growing industrial hemp. State lawmakers approved a plan in November that allows farmers to grow the crop as a research pilot program permitted by the 2014 Farm Bill. 30 other states have started similar programs. Uses for industrial hemp include rope, clothing, milk, cooking oil, soap, lotions, building materials, animal bedding, and biofuels. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he does not plan to run for office ever again. Ryan announced yesterday that he will retire from Congress in January. Governor Walker says he will not appoint an interim sheriff to replace David Clark. Voters in Milwaukee County will choose a new sheriff in the November election. The Bucks lost last night to the 76ers, 130-95. Their first playoff game is Sunday against the Celtics. And the Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday, 3-2. They have today off, then start a three-game series with the Mets in New York tomorrow. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Millions of dollars in campaign contributions. Okay, I'm going to start three over. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Millions of dollars in campaign contributions and years of lobbying seem to be paying off for snowmobile and ATV manufacturers. About 6 months ago, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources opened up over 200 miles of new ATV trails in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. Despite previous setbacks, the Walker administration is now trying to open up another remote woodland to all-terrain vehicles. The Turtle Flambeau Scenic Waters area covers more than 8,000 acres of submerged land and about 200 islands in Iron County near the border with Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Despite previous setbacks, the Walker administration is now trying to open up another remote woodland to all-terrain vehicles. The Turtle Flambeau Scenic Waters area covers more than 8,000 acres of submerged land and about 200 islands in Iron County near the border with Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Until recently, the majority of political campaigns were run by men. But now things are changing. A story in the Cap Times points out that of the 9 Democratic campaigns for governor with hired staff, 7 of them are run by women. And the Bucks lost last night to the 76ers, 130-95. Their first playoff game is Sunday against the Celtics. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Partly sunny this afternoon, then a 70% chance of rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-40s. For Saturday, rain likely, windy and cold with highs only in the upper 30s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.